Om Shanti. This beautiful Hindi song. How many of you, those who know Hindi, can you raise the hands? Spanish translation. No Spanish translator. Okay. This beautiful Hindi song is about time. It says that each moment is passing by. And this moment will not come back. But what we have to remember in each moment, that this life which is given by Baba is a gift. Do you agree? This life is a gift because very short time in Sangam Yuga, this is a special life. So this is a gift from God, present from God. This spiritual life. So what you have to do is make sure you continue to give and take blessings from each other. Because every moment the dua, the good wishes, the blessings from others' heart and from your heart, when you give to others, receive from others, only these good wishes, blessings, good feelings, the happiness which you have given to others, only that will be useful for your life. The next song, part of song is three things you have to make sure doesn't go waste. Time, thoughts and life. Because the thoughts are treasures, it should not go waste. The time is also valuable, it will not come back. And the life also will not come back. So therefore, we have to remember Bindu, Baba. We have to consider ourselves Bindu, point of light, soul. And then every scene passes by Bindu, full stop. So that you are not wasting your thoughts, time and life. You like that song? Baba must be giving you some experience through songs, isn't it? But we know Hindi, we are just understanding the meaning. But you must be catching some new feelings for yourself. So this is what I like to also talk about, the present time and the effort. Many times we have been listening in Baba's Murli. This is the time of sudden. Suddenly things can happen. Suddenly karmic accounts can come. Suddenly disease can come. Suddenly something can happen to our life. Because the speed of time is going very fast. And also once Baba said the karma, speed also is very fast, karma philosophy. So, in our Brahmin life, being aware, alert and awake that this time is the time to accumulate blessings. That means I need to have catching power, touching power, in order to understand situation, person, my own self, and catch the right thoughts from Baba. Sometimes I used to think catching power, touching power is for end of the time, you know, and destruction will happen. Then I need. But every day I need this power, catching power and touching power. You know, people come in front of you, situations come. I have to make sure I am not using my mind to react or go into expansion, but being still, very calm. As Baba says, observer of observer, holding our awareness of soul consciousness. So first I need this power, catching power and touching power. For during the day, for every situation, every minute, what I can contribute, what I can do, and what stage I need to be in. Because many times I have asked this question to, you know, Dadi Gulzar, even few months ago in November. I said, Dadi, what is your effort at the present time? In November, I asked her. She said, the effort is not to become ordinary. The effort is to remain in special, you know, this awareness that I am an angel, I am a giver, I am a donor, I am on world stage to do service. Sometimes during the day, if something happens in the scene of drama and my mind is holding that scene of drama and the story, whatever happened, whole day, then in the evening I sit in meditation, that story will come in the mind. So the time, the call of time is, whenever anything happens, make it clear at that time. Let go, come out from the whatever is happening. Not to continue to keep at the level of thoughts and feelings. Not to become ordinary. So the time is telling me not to waste my time, not to waste my thoughts, not to become ordinary. Wasting, we know what it means. Even to become ordinary, if the time is finished. I remember long time ago, one Murli, in the beginning Baba used to tell us, as your godly student life, spiritual effort-making life, first Baba used to tell us, pay attention to your thoughts, your words, your action. Later Baba started to say, double attention, underline attention. Then third time I saw Baba used to say to us, become embodiment. Embodiment, Smriti Swarup, you know. So the most important thing is Smriti, our consciousness. What is in my consciousness? I think I am a Brahmin, but what kind of Brahmin I am? There are thousands of Brahmins now, you know. What kind of Brahmin I am? The Brahmin soul we all are, but do I remember my task, sanskars of Brahmin? Brahmin is world benefactor, world transformer, very big titles. Brahmins is merciful heart. Yeah? Brahmin is knowledgeful soul. isn't it? Baba says Brahmin is Trikal Darshi. No? Brahmin is the one who knows secrets of time. Brahmin is the one who is having the aim in life to become angel, deity, Narayan from human mind. It's a very big aim as a Brahmin. But to keep that in our consciousness, awareness, from morning till evening, is the effort. You know, that's what the time is asking us, not to become ordinary. Because, you know, sometimes some souls will come in front of you. Maybe they are asking something or they have a need. And but if I am in ordinary consciousness, I cannot catch their need and cannot understand them. So I cannot fulfill their need. I cannot give to them spiritual experience. Anytime, on the road, in the plane, at airport, anywhere, you know, these 24 hours, we are coming in connection with souls. But as a Brahmin soul, my task is 24 hours a day on, isn't it? You know, to be aware in that consciousness. So once this effort we were making few years ago, we drink water 8 times, 9 times a day. So, Padi Janki told us, when you drink water, you should sit down, not while standing drink. So you sit down, you drink your water, but add one thought, that I am on world service. So 8 times a day at least you can bring in your consciousness that I am a Brahmin, world server. So this is the first thing to remember as the time is asking not to become ordinary. Ordinary means our old sanskars will come. If you go below ordinary, clash of sanskars, you know? Takrav, you know, clash. A struggle in our Brahmin life. Difficult. Sometimes good, sometimes not good. Sometimes very high, sometimes low. This will be energy working. But if you go up, Brahmin energy working. So calm, being soul conscious, in Brahmin conscious, and making effort. So this is the first thing I can do, to look at myself and see that what consciousness whole day I hold. The second thing which is very helpful according to the time is always keep karma philosophy in your consciousness, in your mind. 3 points about karma. Baba has mentioned in the Murli. One is, whatever I do, I am responsible. Is it right? Whatever action I do, thinking, speaking, doing, I am responsible of the consequence of my own action. That we have to be, always be aware during the day. Because according to time, your effort has to be there. Otherwise, you will say, I did not know. Oh, I did not know. But you have to know. Whatever I do, I will get the consequence. Second, whatever I will do, others will follow. I am example. I am sample. I am in front of others. Because behind me is the long queue train. So having that sense of responsibility, you know, that I am responsible. Whatever I do, others will follow. In that stage I have seen that laziness, carelessness, excuses will not come. Otherwise, the mind is very tricky. You know? It will work with some excuses, some kind of carelessness, lazy thoughts will enter. But when I take responsibility, then the effort is I control my own actions, my own words. As much as possible, we will speak less, isn't it? Instead of 110 maybe. Do you find sometimes easy to make this effort? You know, olden times when I started my spiritual journey in our center, every Monday we used to have a moan day, silence day in our centers. Every Monday, quiet day, no need to speak. But nowadays, we don't have much. But in the beginning, every Monday, we had a silence. In silence day, we only come into words in the evening or next day. But it's like a fasting, you know? It's like a fast. So this is also good effort according to the time. Silence of words, silence of the mind. I always check when I sit in yoga that when I am connecting with Shiv Baba, if the mind has any noisy thoughts, you know, noisy thoughts, thoughts about others or thoughts about past, that is the wall in between me and Baba. So according to the time, that wall has to finish. No more noise in the mind, no more story. Incorporeal stage. The third effort we need to make is to control our senses, sense organs. As Baba says in the Murli, which gives the most, you know, the soul is deceived by eyes. Even for food, even seeing others, eyes deceives the most. I always keep one example given by Dadis. You know, Dadis once, they told us that during the day, as a Brahmin life, we should not become ordinary breaking maryadas during the day, because this breaking subtle maryadas becomes a wall, heaviness in our Brahmin life. In the remembrance, it's not accurate. So, for example, our eyes. So, if two people talking, and I get the thought to go and stand and listen. So, that thought is coming from where? First is the sense organs, the eyes. It sees. Then, the interest in our sanskars. Still there. You know? So that interest, the habit comes in the form of thought. I find myself standing with two people and giving some thoughts, opinion, advice. Without knowing the full karma, beginning, middle, end of other person. Actually, this is called breaking maryada. Unnecessary in the scene of drama. I am breaking this maryada. Do you agree with that? It is a breaking, isn't it? In the scene of drama, I have nothing to do with that two souls. But the interest is there. The old habit is there. And that is influencing my mind. And I find myself doing that action. And then whatever information I will receive from those two people, then I will have in my mind. When you sit in yoga, that information will continue to be there. And that is called heaviness. Again, some extra unnecessary information. So the effort is really when the sense organs attract you, the effort is to ask yourself, Brahma Baba made this effort. For every scene of drama, no comments, no criticism, no correction, no comparison. Any scene of drama. No needs, he did not say good or bad, isn't it? Not even allowing any comment in the level of mind. You know, that this is good, this is not good. Oh, I should say something. The mind is beyond. No comments. So this is the effort. That any scene of drama is happening is very good. Isn't it? According to drama. It has a very subtle scheme of karma. It is happening. Who am I to comment, criticize, compare? So the effort is to have attention, double attention here. Even at the level of mind, I do not give any comments. So it is really looking at the habit of the mind, isn't it? That the effort is there, no? That mind is not going into the old habit to comment, criticize, comparison. Otherwise it will become ordinary. So according to the time, I can go back to see my sense organs if they are ruling my Brahmin life. So two things I want to add here. The sense organs, these are five sense organs. Then, when you are doing meditation, yoga, one effort is introvert and extrovert. Yeah? So, if the mind is being pulled by this word, it's called extrovert, isn't it? When the mind is being pulled by subtle region, paramdham is called introvert. But when you are in subtle region in paramdham, your mind is experiencing a deep significance of Baba's knowledge. You know, in subtle region you can think, isn't it? Subtle thoughts about our 84 births, yeah, about our efforts, and about relationship with Baba. The mind is thinking that in subtle way. That is called introvert. Because sometimes introvert can be outside, I am not speaking, but the mind is going out. So the effort is that I am using the mind to understand, to experience the subtle aspects of Baba's knowledge in subtle region. It can be word cycle, it can be relationship with Baba, it can be our 84 births, you know. All Baba's knowledge, the mind is going into the depth and understanding and experiencing. That means mind is going into the depth of spirituality. That is introvert. Outside, if I am here quiet, but inside, other stories, then I am not in subtle region. So, introvert stage and extrovert stage. So, the time is telling me to be in the introvert stage. One more thing Baba also wants us to do is that this time is telling us to feel the call of devotees. Because we are becoming deity souls. And we have a connection with the whole world, isn't it? Deity souls. Now we are Brahmin. So to feel the need of devotees. So what is in the mind of devotees? What is the difference between Brahmin and the devotee? I am a Brahmin soul. I learned Raj Yoga to experience God. And the devotee mind is only invoking God, isn't it? Asking, invoking, but no connection, no experience. So I check now that is my mind always experiencing attainment from Baba, connected with Baba. So that then only you can fulfill the need of devotee mind. You know, during the day you get so many people, Brahmins also, Lokis also. Maybe you are running your office, you are also looking after your household or factory, so many people around you. Isn't it? So you can see which soul is what. Not just to see them employ or, you know, this way, but really these are souls. And they have some connection with you, deity soul, Brahmin soul. So to see if the mind is asking, that means that mind is devotee. Anything they are asking, peace, love, cooperation, happiness, yeah, anything. So you have to feel that and fulfill. Recently, you know, I had one experience. One soul called me. I want to talk to you. So came to talk to me. So started to cry. Then I said, maybe this mind is very unhappy mind. So unhappy. Full of heaviness. This was a Lokik person. But came. And I felt this soul needs peace. So I talked about, you are okay, you will be okay. No, I have a big problems. You solve my problem. Okay, I will solve your problem. Give assurance as a Brahmin. So give assurance. Then she said, teach me now how to do meditation. So I sit with her and I gave short commentary, two or three lines. Then I thought she can hold these thoughts and go to experience. So together we did. Then I saw the difference when she was crying and after 20 minutes she was peaceful, calm. So the thoughts in her mind became calm. First she came so much sorrow. So bringing the mind from sorrow to peace, calmness. To understand, you know, whatever karmic account souls have, whatever they have done in their life, I cannot go into that story now. But soul says, give me peace. Immediately give me peace. And the mind is in sorrow, crying, hurt, heavy. So at that time, only thing what we can give to soul is vibration. So this is, I felt, is the need of time. The souls are in that stage, service level. They will come and ask you, immediately give. At that time, if I have old sanskar, whatever old sanskar, if the old sanskars are ruling my mind, if I am also caught up into the old sanskara, I will not be able to do, understand the service which is needed. You agree with that? You know? So that's why I think that the need of time is to be free ourselves first from any kind of karmic account which we have, old habits, sorrow, any bondages, any accounts. How do I know I am free from all that? Because the time is running now. You know, Baba says speed of time is very fast. How do I know I am free? You know, my mind is free from accounts and bondages. My own personal, because I am a Brahmin soul, I am on world stage service. But if my mind is still going through some kind of sad waves, sad vibrations, that is called bondage. Isn't it? Still some account is left. Any subtle sadness, even little regrets even in our Brahmin life. Oh, I could have done more, Baba. I did not make so much effort. Even that kind of thought coming in my mind, regret thoughts, sad thoughts, is subtle level still mind is being pulled. These are bondages, you know, some subtle accounts left. So that's why the time is telling me now to be free from all these subtle bondages. So it means more intensive, deep relationship with Baba. I need. Only Baba can pull you out, isn't it? No human being can pull you out from any account except Shiv Baba. Because Shiv Baba is total spiritualized energy. You know, Brahma Baba, Shiv Baba only. They can only help us to get out from this account. But as Baba said in past 2 weeks, you know, even to remember Baba, remember this just few days ago, beautiful words, Baba, in the question answer. To remember Baba accurate, you need 3 things. Who remembers that? Patience, wisdom, maturity, understanding. Yes. Samaj, gambhirta, and dhairyata. Means your mind, when you are talking to Baba, have to have this samaj, you know, some understanding. Who is this to whom I am talking? Is Baba, Supreme Soul. Cannot talk ordinary way, isn't it? You know, cannot talk ordinary way. Has to have samaj, the understanding. You know, what I am talking to Baba. And then, maturity, gambhirta. This word is very nice in Hindi. Gambhirta is a deep maturity. And the third one is patience. With patience you talk to Baba. Your thoughts cannot be in fast speed. Baba, this, okay. Oh, doesn't work with Baba. You know? Sometimes if you go in front of Baba, this happened, that happened, okay, I am going now. Huh? What Baba will say? What happened to you? So we really need to remember Baba with that way, with that depth, with that understanding. So need of time is for ourselves to keep our mind free from sadness. I think more than sadness, I feel, is that not having alignment with time and effort. You know, sometimes you are getting this thought, oh, I should make effort. Oh, I can now do. But the time is past and I did not do. Then later I regret. So it's no alignment. So that's why in the beginning I said catching power and touching power is needed. I know, just a few years ago I asked Dadi Gulzar one question. Because Dadi Gulzar is my mentor, you know. I lived with her. So I used to check with her my effort. I asked her one day, I said, Dadi, how do I know I'm coming to perfection? She said very nice that when you have discernment power, parakhne ki shakti. So during the day, she said, whenever circumstances come in front of you, situation comes, and you discern well, after discerning, you make right decision, then your mind will not go back to think about that circumstances, situation, person, event, and your mind is free from that. That means your discernment power is good. And if later on you find yourself thinking and repeating to someone about that past scene of drama, that means not yet complete perfection. Did you get it? Nice point, no? It's not a perfection, something physical. It is here, that anything happening in your life, any scene of drama during the day, so your mind, intellect, you know, discern, make accurate decision, you are out from that. Then your mind is not repeating and it is not coming out from your speech. Anything of the past. Beautiful, no? Complete. Then you move. Complete your move. So no pending work, no thinking about. Clear. So you are moving towards perfection. So this is the need of the time, you know, speed of time. So if my mind still holding something of the past, I am away from perfection. So I asked Dadi, how do you find me? I said, tell truthfully to me. Dadi said, 75%. You know, I said, okay, Dadi, you improved, she said, many years ago. Huh? She said, you improved, because she was observing my mind and words, no? So if I am repeating about the past, then I am away from perfection. Then I understood that Dadi explained to me that as much we sharpen our discernment power, that is the best. That is our effort. Is it clear? These are the efforts, internal our efforts. That whatever is happening in front of you, your mind, intellect, discerns accurate, makes decision, and you move. And no need to think back and repeat. And one more effort I am paying attention nowadays. Like if something happens, you know, your mind goes into thinking, then instead of speaking to someone, you can go to Baba's room. Before you text anyone or email anyone or call anyone, you know, before it becomes an issue or it goes into information to, you know, spreads out. So you can go to Baba's room, even it's a very big thing. Go to Baba's room, you just present to Baba, finish. Then stay in silence, catch touching power and catching power. Catch Baba's thoughts, which will help you. Because if you go and repeat, it takes time again to pack up again, you know. Spreads out in the atmosphere. So the effort is, you know, you can see yourself, no? That when something happens, where your mind is going? Thinking to whom I shall call and tell? Or to whom I should immediately talk? Or Baba? Go to Baba's room. Sit down. Tell Baba. Present to Baba. Then let Baba give you thoughts. That is good effort. You know, according to time, I don't need to spread and pack up again. So discrimination, discernment power, and this one is another effort to be with Baba. Anything happens, no need to even think and talk, go to Baba immediately, quietly. This I have seen also Dadiji used to do, Dadi Prakashmani. I have seen very, very big things happening. Very quiet way, you find Dadi standing in front of Tower of Peace, telling Baba. Going to Baba's room, sit, tell Baba. And then you see very light. You know? So Baba also gives. So it's the present time what we need is, the third thing is not to waste our treasures of thoughts, time and life. You know, at this minute our brain okay, legs okay, eyes okay, isn't it? You can walk, make effort. The time comes when something is not working in your body, you cannot make any effort. You agree or not? Yeah. That's where this thought also helps. That now the body is well, as much you can do yoga, as much you can go to the center, as much you can do Baba Seva, as much you can make your own internal effort, everything is working in the body, time to accumulate lot of good wishes, blessings, strength, everything. This is the time. Later on, there will be, body will not cooperate. You know? And then, why it is necessary to do this dua, good wishes, blessings? It's not an ordinary thing. It is like from the heart you are giving to others happiness. From your heart. Not just to show or name and fame. It is really from the heart. You can smile, you can cooperate, you know, you can help someone. From their heart, they will say to you, you are good. That when it comes out from the heart, you are good, that is called blessing. Because you gave something which really touched their heart, uplifted them, gave them strength. You took them out from some kind of account. Something big you did. That's why they will give you blessings. And these dua, blessing, good wishes are very helpful at the time of need in your life. You know, when big challenges come in life, big tests come in our life, big problems come in our life, if you have this earning, spiritual earning, this true income in your life, this will be storage in you, and that thoughts will come in your mind which will give you security. You know, people will come to help you through mind, body, wealth. You know, because you have given, invested, you know, and then you will get back. So really if you look at our Brahmin life design is so beautiful. Is to earn our true income. Cannot be wasted in ordinary way. So really every day you have to see how much happiness has been increased in my life. This is a good point. No, internal happiness. It's not an outside happiness. It's the internal. Internal happiness comes when your accounts are settling. You know, heaviness is finishing. You know, no pull, no attraction. You know, no division, no diversion. You know, really clear mind. Which connects with Baba very fast. Catches very fast, touching and catching power. So when we look at our Brahmin life income, spiritual income, is increasing every day, the sign is internal happiness. You know, today also in the Murli, and also Brahma Baba, he used to dance, you know, Brahma Baba. Even happiness. Dadi told us once, she saw Baba dancing. Why he is dancing in his old age? Is that nothing, no hidden agenda. Everything is clear. Yeah? Sach to bicho nach. The true heart dancing. You remember that? You know, so Brahma Baba, he is dancing, he is not having, holding anything in his heart. All accounts are clear. So he, light, he can dance. So I think that is beautiful sign to see according to time, our effort and reward. That in my Brahmin life, I am moving towards that. Clearing everything, accumulating happiness, in giving and taking, you must remember this word. Blessing word is ordinary. In bhakti we use this word. But in Hindi we say dua. Dua. Dua is from the heart I give you. You know, because you helped me so much. You uplifted me so much. You gave me, good experience. You helped me at the need of time without seeing yourself, you know, having any selfish motive. Out of the way you help someone, and then souls will give you dua. So that dua is, in English we are translating blessing word. But it is not an ordinary thing to get from others or give. It requires also a beautiful stage, you know, to give and take this kind of exchange with each other, giving that true happiness to others so that they can give you back. So according to the present time, last effort I want to share with you is that every hour, as Baba has been telling us, he says every second, but I don't think we can do every second. But we can do every hour. I think we agree with that. Every hour we are reaching, isn't it? Every second, still we think, cannot be. But every hour. Every hour, even 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 2 minutes, just go to Baba, be still. Connect with Baba. Just stillness. Hold your awareness. I am with Baba. Baba, any touching? Baba, any direction? Baba, any instruction? Baba, anything you want to give me? Any thought? Go to Baba every hour. Be still. Connect with Baba. Tell Baba, I am here available for you. Baba, anything? So, use Baba more. Because Baba is 24 hours available. But we are very busy in many other things. So, we don't go so much to Baba. Every hour, if we go to Baba, tell Baba, Baba, I am okay, I am available. Any service, Baba? Because He is the master of our life, isn't it? He is the boss. So every hour we can report to Him. And I am available for your service, Baba. Because Baba knows overall everything. Who needs what? And if any bhagat soul remembering Baba, and Baba cannot go physically give experience, at least He can use you. Isn't it? To give experience to those souls. Because His work is on. Transformation work is on. 24 hours a day. So we can be available for Baba's task and go every hour, connect with Baba, be still, be calm, receive Baba's touching thoughts for self-change and for service. Self-service and world service. This is the connection with Baba. You know, yoga means two kinds of thoughts, isn't it? Self service and world service. Other thoughts we don't ask Baba. Only two. Baba has connection with us. Change the self and others. So you tell Baba your efforts. And you can also tell Baba, Baba, tell me also what is the need at this minute today. Yeah? So Baba will give touching. So overall, this is the time to use, to accumulate lot of blessing, true income. And we cannot waste time when we don't earn. Any service available, do. That is your income. Any course available, give. That is your income. If you get chance to conduct meditation, conduct. Don't give any reason, I cannot do. Because your income, that is your income. You know, once one brother came from Delhi, and he is supposed to come here to give class. He arrived 8. I said, brother, you must be tired. He said, why? I said, you came from Delhi. He said, no, my income. I must come to give class. That is my income. 500 people, 5,000 people. I will share. That is my income. Did you get it? So, see these opportunities during the day where you can earn your true income. Give Baba's message, introduction. Give vibrations to people. You know, just few days ago I was taking Indian teacher's class. Very beautiful, one teacher said. I said, what is your effort? There were 2,000 teachers, you know. So one teacher said, every morning I sit in meditation. For each Brahmin, I am Baba's child, I think, this child is Baba's crown. This child Baba's shining star. This child of Baba is lucky star. And with Baba, I give. Very fortunate these souls. Beautiful thoughts emerge for the souls. That is my true income, she said. Did you get it? How beautiful when you think for others is your true income. Even through thoughts level. For other souls, Brahmin souls. Yeah? So our constant income is on according to time. But if I am not aware of it, I will not get that happiness. So continue to get your multi-million times fortune from bestower of fortune, our Baba. Om Shanti.